From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front,
too. Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome again to another episode of Beers with the Brewers. Here we are in a Kickstarter room at the Land Grant Brewing Company. What is up, Dan and Chris?
Ahoy. Hello.
And Walt Keyes.
Hi.
And I'm Mark.
Mm-hmm.
We're drinking a Moon Racer Pilsner. Crisp, refreshing, spicy, and floral. Who's making tacos and chili this week?
I mean, we are right in the middle of chili season.
Yeah, I would have hit the spot today. Windy and cold out.
I believe the missus is actually making chili.
There you go.
Sunday.
So, oh, there you go. So lucky.
I would make... So last year when we had the chili cook-off, I don't remember what that was for or why we did it, but I made a spicy Cincinnati-style chili with a bunch of habanero in it. That'd probably be pretty good.
It was really good. That's where I learned the trick where you run the meat through the food processor after cooked.
Yeah, because, you know, in Cincinnati, we like a more of a sauce than a true chili.
Yeah, gives it a nice texture. How about you, Chris? Making any chili lately?
I haven't made any lately. I do have my Instant Pot I've been rolling with, so I think there's going to be more chilies this year.
That's good. Instant Pot, Walt.
Yep, yeah, there it is. But I'm thinking I think there's going to be some Fritos on this chili, definitely. I'm just going with a standard chili. We'll zip to it. Maybe some jalapenos put in there.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw some Fritos on it.
A lot of adjuncts in our chili.
It's not bad.
Your chili, the Rhein, I can't say it, but you
Rhein
know, that's the one.
Yeah.
What's the German purity law of chili?
This is a Cincinnati chili purity law. You should know the most about it, Walt.
The Rhein chilies kabot.
That's so quick.
Dumb. So stupid.
So thanks to the cool weather yesterday, we had a movie night canceled, right?
Yeah, movie night got canceled. So it was a little windy. And the movie screen is essentially a giant wind sail. So when it gets too windy, we can't do that, unfortunately. But, you know, sometimes wind does that. But lucky you, we're doing it again Wednesday, not canceling it, hopefully, but showing a movie. This upcoming Wednesday is the Halloween classic. Well, maybe not quite classic at this point, but What They Do in the Shadows is a very funny vampire movie. That's not that old, so maybe it's not a classic, but it's a great movie. So come watch that with us on Wednesday night. And then the week following is, a classic, Beetlejuice, starring Batman. What's his name? Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton. Probably his best role, I would say.
Yeah, so come watch Batman.
Christian Bale was Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Christian Bale is the only Batman.
And
Adam West.
Yeah, this week, this weekend, Sunday, the 20th, Zane Lamprey is going to be here. You might recognize that name from HG shows like Three Sheets.
This was in the early days of HG TV, drinking travel show. Yeah. Learn a little bit about drinking, a little bit about where he's drinking.
Yeah.
And as somebody that loves to travel and drink, I thought it was a great show.
Yeah, so I love that show.
Yeah, he's got a new series.
That's hilarious.
Either that's just begun or is about to pick up, and he's touring around, and he's going to be here Sunday, 1 to 3. So come hang out with him. Buy him a beer or let him buy you a beer.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work. Just having a beer with him would be fine.
Yeah. He's an experienced drinker and can teach you a thing or two about drinking. There's a little-known holiday coming up called Halloween. Have you heard of this?
Yes.
I got the wrong date on here because Halloween itself is on 10/31, but our Halloween party is going to be on the 25th. We got DJ Al and DJ Ender playing. We're having a big old dance party in the tap room, costume contest, all that fun stuff. That's going 7 to midnight on the 25th. Looking ahead to other holidays because it's that time of year. Christmas beers are coming out. Probably. Ours is coming out not too long. So, yeah, start thinking about the holidays. Short North Trolley Company is going to be running their holiday light tours starting from and returning to Land Grant. So head to their website, book your tour, and then you can pick up a six-pack of beer here and a cooler to take with you on that that holiday light tour, and you'll end up back here safe and sound. And then we're having our big holiday party, the Holiday Enchantment, on the 14th. It's going to be live music, live holiday music, I should say. Some vendors, Santa Claus will be here, Captain Beard Crumbs will be here. Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
We're getting like a choir to sing like Christmas carols?
It's a band I'm not familiar with called the Whirly Birds are playing, so it's a full band. And then also a duo who was here last year doing Christmas songs as well.
Nice.
And there's a Santa Speedo run, which is what it sounds like. And that is
Travis going to be Santa again this year?
Santa's going to be Santa.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I'm just trying to picture this Speedo run.
The Speedo run is a bunch of people dressed like Santa, but also wearing swimsuits.
Okay.
And it is ending at Strongwater, and they're having a little shindig, and then we're having the after the shindig here at our holiday party.
Sounds cold.
Yeah, I think that's part of the
point. It doesn't start here, does it? That wouldn't be much of a challenge if they just had to run across the street.
Run from Strongwater to Land Grant.
Well, depending on how cold it is.
That's what I'm saying. December?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's December 14th. Put that on your calendar. Seems like a long way away, but it's really not.
Did we really miss Dale and Tucker?
Yeah.
It was canceled.
Last night.
You just had to watch it at home. Remember?
Yeah. The kids threw themselves into the wood chipper.
I love that.
It's a great movie.
I might have to watch this.
I've still never seen it because it got canceled.
Yeah. I was going to stick around.
I did go to the Blue Jackets game last night, though, and they won. Don't fact check that.
So, Chris, you've never seen Three Sheets?
No.
Yeah. You should look it up. It's pretty good. Yeah. I think it's sure pretty funny. And
Hulu or YouTube or something. Yeah. Watch old episodes.
YouTube.
He just explores, you know, just basically travels. It's like a drunk Rick Steves instead of a high Rick Steves. Probably 8-9 years, I would say.
Yeah, I remember it was on the channel called like HDNet.
Yeah.
Because it was like there was only like 8 shows that were filmed in HD. And so if you had HD, like there was just a channel that showed all of the available HD on like a loop.
Okay.
So you were probably busy living your life.
Yeah, I was in college not watching a whole lot of HGTV.
Yeah. And I'm sure it aired on it was also on like the Travel Channel or something like that in standard definition.
Yeah, pretty much the only criteria of that station was it had to be in HD.
Yeah. Could be anything. About it. Yeah. Otherwise anything. It could be either beavers cutting down trees with their mouths or whatever.
How about this high definition Moonracer Pilsner? Got two brewers on this week.
Oh,
great.
That was,
to
Mark, that
break
was
a, it down.
That was a really good transition. High definition.
Whoa.
Good or bad, man. Yeah. I don't know.
It was a transition.
It was a transition.
Now we're talking about beer.
Yeah, so we had pool party, and we all loved pool party. And so we said, hey, we don't want, as Mark said earlier, we don't want the party to end. So we did more of a, traditional Czech Pilsner.
Closer to,
yeah. You could tell the difference putting it up against one. But, it's a, very easy drinker. A bit bitier as than pool party.
A word that my spell check refuses to accept.
Bitier.
In terms of calculated IBUs, it's actually the exact same as pool party. It's just that Green Bullet is a little bit more assertive, stays on your tongue a little bit longer, and it's just a bit of a firmer bitterness, just closer to a Czech Pils. And
spicier.
Kind of nicer for the season, too. Yeah, because, you want something with a little bit more weight to it.
And, I would agree. I like it a lot.
Yeah, in pool party, I got a lot of citrus. You can argue if it was lime or lemon. I guess not a lot, but you got a decent amount. And it's more for the season. A little, as Mark said, spicier and a little heavier.
Heartier. It's a heartier pilsner.
Exactly.
Not that it's, it's not stout or anything, but it's got a little more to it for the cold months.
So the pool party is straight Swain Pils, our sort of base Pilsner malt, and we cut that half with Weyermann Bow Pils, which is a little bit more rustic, more of a bready type of flavor. We've done that in the past with 100% Bow Pils, but I think that can be a little bit heavy, and it almost gets doughy.
Yeah.
When you cut it, it's sort of that nice balance between super crisp and dry and crackery and that sort of warm breadiness.
Yeah, there's a notable malt bill change, I think, just in the profile of the way it smells. Kind of finishes different, too.
Yeah.
The mouth feels a little different as well. You think that's mostly from that Bow Pils malt?
It is. This is also using our Kvike, sort of our faux lagering method with this. So it was, fermented at 75, the cooler end of the Kvike range, which gives you a clean sort of Kolsch in terms of ester profile. But then it was step crashed the same way we do all of our lagers. So sort of halfway to being there. Sorry. Yeast strain leaves a little bit more residual extract, a little higher finishing gravity than the lager yeast we use. We'll crunch it down a little bit. So probably a little bit more body to this.
Yeah, I feel like I've been eating breadsticks. You kind of get that aftertaste and be like, there you go. It's actually,
down at Fazoli's.
Yeah, it's just garlic and butter. It's just garlic and butter stick. But no, I wouldn't say a meal replacement, but man, I would.
Might as well. It's replacing my lunch today.
Get your calories one way or the other.
So the beer stats on this beer, ABV is 5.4%, IBU 28, the hops are Green Bullet and Ariana, and then malts are Swain Pilsner and Weyermann Bohemian Pils. And I think the Ariana, this is the first time we've used that. I would think that's where we're getting any of the spiciness from in the floral.
It's... Well, Green Bullet is a bit spicy, but yeah, it's really interesting. It'd be cool to do like a very heavily hopped, single hop Ariana beer and see that in terms. They do list geranium as a descriptor, and you get a bit of that floral. Yeah. But you get the grapefruit from it a little bit, a little bit of berry. It's an interesting hop. It's, it rides that line that a lot of hops have come out recently that's got some noble characteristics, but it's also got some new sort of character in terms of being fruity.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, beer name right there. If we do a single hop Ariana, you could call it Ariana Grande.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Did you come up with that?
You better make it a double. That way it can be a big beer.
Yeah.
That's right.
Speaking of beer names, this one is weird. Do you know where the inspiration for this beer name came from, Mark? Or Chris? Or Dave?
Rudolph.
Sort of, yeah.
I just kind of assumed that you misspelled Moonraker.
It's from the land of misfit toys.
Yeah, we were throwing around wintry, cold weather name ideas, and the name Moonracer stuck out because it's the name of the lion who's the king of...
Isn't he the griffin?
He's a winged lion is the king of the island of misfit toys.
I believe that is a griffin.
Yeah. The label itself doesn't really reflect that. It's more of a spacey, the cold depths of future space kind of thing. I don't, however you want to describe it. Kind of a Tron kind of look. But,
I like that branding. It takes me to like Stranger Things type of mindset. Bit,
yeah, it's like... Tron and Pink Floyd.
Yeah, it's badass.
But yeah, up there on the moon, it's cold in winter, so that's
probably cold all year round.
Yeah. So we took kind of two dissimilar concepts and merged them into one seemingly sensical idea.
Welcome to How We Name Beers at Land Grant.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the way it turned out. It's very different than the first draft I did, and I dig it.
Yeah, it was, just behind the curtain even further. Walt was sharing all these lion, these labels with lions on them and wings and various states. And then all of a sudden one comes across and it's just
a little
just a triangle with, you know, it's almost like a Ragnarok-ish too. Just that kind of old school, like Stranger Things stuff.
Yeah, He-Man.
Exactly.
Defenders of the Universe or whatever.
Yeah, I dig it.
And yeah, there was also a version that I like, and maybe I can use this in the future, but the Abominable Snowman ice skating around the moon.
Yes, that was also another good one.
Yeah, I like that one weird. Too.
I'll keep that in my pocket for something else someday.
I think you picked the right one. I think I really like this one.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's badass
weird.
Design.
It's different. It's weird.
One of these times, we're just going to have to name a beer. It made sense when I thought of it.
It made sense in my head. Or when you say it out loud, it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
You just name a beer. Don't say it out loud.
Well, this is available in the tap room now. We released it last week and mentioned that on last week's podcast for the insider's tip. And it's out in stores now, so you should be able to get this grocery store. And, of course, down at the LG tap room, as always, both on draft and six packs to go.
So I'll just go ahead and say it. Ray Ray's.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pairing this with the wings.
Good
Hands
call.
Down.
I'm down with that.
Sunday Wings. You can come say hi to Zane Lamphrey and eat you some wings.
Yeah.
It's a Sunday
Watch,
special.
The Browns. Browns probably play Sunday.
I would say the Hot Link. You sort of, it's
you
a
would.
beer, but it's a highfalutin beer.
Oh,
and
there you go.
So you pair it with a highfalutin dog.
There you go.
Oh, man. So they have the Wagyu Beef hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
I have still yet to try that.
They're real good.
They're really
not,
good.
Not happy about it.
They're actually really good. I was about to say, I don't know if they're worth the price, but the price actually isn't that bad. They're, I get them every time they have them. You know, the twice they've had them.
Yeah.
But I think they're really good. The toppings on them are fantastic.
Yeah. Usually by the time I see them post,
it's gone.
Special,
they're gone.
It's just, you don't even try. You just have to be there.
And then there's always the classic other question we have to answer.
How crushable is this beer?
We
almost forgot.
I don't know what Mark's doing over
that?
There,
Let's
but not,
the audience.
Not running
hey,
his
audience,
podcast.
Is there anything you want to know?
How crushable is it?
I'll go six crush.
Six? I'm going to go five. I'm saying five.
I'm going to do four.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
I'm solid with the five.
Five.
Five. So that evens it out. Five
plus
crusher.
Five is 10. Plus four is 14. Plus six is 20. Divided by four is five.
Nailed it. That was good, Walt. Long math. So, question from a listener this week.
Long math.
We had, and it's a very apropos question. What's the difference between Pilsner malt and the house silo malt that you use at Land Grant?
What's the difference between airplane food and regular food?
We touched on this before a bit. Our Pils malt is very crackery. And it also tends to dry out a bit more than our silo malt. It's a little bit, slightly more fermentable. But our silo malt is a little bit warmer character. Nutty, slightly husky.
Yeah, I would say it's more grainy. And Pilsner malt, I get more bready, crackery. The cooked grains rather than, just... grainy, in my opinion.
Yep. Nutty and husky is a good way to like describe a college buddy of yours, too. Yeah, you know, he's a little nutty and husky these days.
Oh, sure. Any differences in fermentability between the two of those or mash results?
Usually not the Swain, but like with the Bow Pills, we ended up boiling that for 90 minutes just because of concerns about being under-modified in DMS, which is a cooked corn flavor that can...
If you're familiar with Rolling Rock...
There you go.
That's the one. Yes,
that can
right.
develop if you if you don't boil it for long enough. But in general, yeah, just that the pills tends to dry out a little bit more. But apart from that, we generally treat them the same way.
That DMS is probably gone.
Yeah.
That issue is probably gone. But hey, why risk it sort of deal. We don't have the fanciest lab around or anything like that to test our incoming ingredients on. So that's just, I guess, in my opinion, it's more of an antiquated method. But like I said, why risk it?
I'm sure it'd be one of those things where, like, there'd be new school brewers come out boiling for 15 minutes and then it'll rear its head again.
Yeah.
And then people won't know what it is.
Exactly.
Groovy. So who was that question from?
That was from one Patrick Woodward, actually.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, Pat, come on down and get your free t-shirt.
He's not getting any more t-shirts, but okay. We didn't have one and it was sitting in the bank.
Well, yeah, and all you listeners at home, if you like beer podcasts, listen to Pat's Pints podcast.
He's probably just using them for insulation.
They update pretty often, so just dig into the archives.
Every 4 years, we love to release podcasts over there. Next week, and we're going to have a doozy of a guest, General Farrader from the National Veterans Memorial and Museum.
Yeah.
Right here in the neighborhood of East Franklinton. We made a beer to celebrate their 1 year anniversary over at Vets Memorial. Really excited to have Nick Wood and General Farrader on next week. So
definitely
stay tuned
most,
for that.
It's esteemed guest we've ever had.
I would say so.
By a wide margin.
Yeah, and if you've not been to Vets Memorial, we're going to talk about that a lot next week. Really cool museum and great folk over there. So we've got a pale ale that we're calling Four Pillars that is based off...
The Four Pillars of their mission statement over there.
That's right, based on their mission statement. So we'll get more into that next week and let them tell you why should we take all the fun out of it.
Yeah. If that piques your interest, though, we have it. It's all on our Instagram. Go check it out. The beer actually drops tomorrow. So,
dropping in
the tap
room tomorrow.
If you want to taste it before you hear about it, it'll be available in the tap room through the weekend.
Yeah, and it's delicious. Yeah. Just a good, balanced pale ale. And right up my alley. So, should be a good beer.
Yeah, it's not hazy or juicy.
Neither one of those things.
Just a traditional pale ale.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Tell you more about that next week, right, Dan?
Gonna try.
All right.
Tip your bartenders.
Yep. Goodbye.